Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Chad Curtis. Batting second. The second baseman, Scott Fletcher. Batting third. The third baseman, Travis Fryman. Batting fourth. The DH, Cecil Fielder. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Franklin Stubbs. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Chris Gomez. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Milt Kiler. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Derek White. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ron Tingley. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mike Moore. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting second. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting third. The first baseman, Dave Martinez. Batting fourth. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Lyle Mouton. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Lavalier. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Alex Fernandez. And now, play ball. Chad Curtis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martinez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Curtis for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a line drive into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fryman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fielder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines bunts towards first. Stubbs scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Raines for the out. Two outs. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Martinez hits a line drive into left field. Kiler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Stubbs hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mouton. Stubbs reaches second base with a double. Chris Gomez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gomez hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Durham reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Kiler is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kiler strikes out. Two outs. Derek White is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ventura takes first base on ball four. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mudin hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ventura moves to second. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stubbs scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Durham for the out. Ventura moves to third. Mudin moves to second. Two outs. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Lavalier takes first base on ball four. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Guillen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ventura scores. Mudin scores. Lavalier goes all the way around to score. Guillen moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of White, who is chasing the ball. Johnson reaches third base with a triple. Guillen scores. It's 4-0, White Sox. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Raines is 0-for-1 in the game. Raines takes first base on ball four. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Raines moves to second. It's 5-0, White Sox. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Raines scores. Martinez moves to third. It's 6-0, White Sox. Brian Bohannon now pitching. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Ventura is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stubbs juggles the ball. That's an error on Stubbs. Martinez scores. Thomas moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 7-0, White Sox. Lyle Mudin is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Mudin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mudin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thomas scores. Ventura moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-0, White Sox. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron Tingley is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Tingley strikes out. One out. Chad Curtis batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Curtis is 0-for-1 in the game. Curtis hits a fly ball into right field. Mudin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Fletcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lavalier is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Lavalier hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Guillen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 3 RBIs. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fryman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fryman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fielder is 0 for 1 in the game. Fielder strikes out. Two outs. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stubbs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Stubbs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Raines is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Raines strikes out. One out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Martinez hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tingley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas is hit by the pitch. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stubbs fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chris Gomez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gomez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gomez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Milt Kiler is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kiler is 0 for 1 in the game. Kiler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Derek White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a line drive into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Tingley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tingley is 0 for 1 in the game. Tingley hits a fly ball into right field. Mudin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lyle Mudin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mudin is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Mudin hits a ball on the ground off the glove of Fryman, and into shallow left field. Mudin reaches second base with a double. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 2 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bohannon fields it and throws to first for the out. Mudin moves to third. One out. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lavalier is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lavalier hits a fly ball into center field. Curtis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mudin tags and scores. Two outs. It's 9-0, White Sox. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 3 RBIs. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bohannon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chad Curtis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtis is 0 for 2 in the game. Curtis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 2 in the game. Fletcher hits a line drive into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Fryman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fryman hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Martinez batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Martinez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Cameron now playing right field. Lyle Mouton now playing left field. Bobby Higginson pinch hits for Cecil Fielder. Bobby Higginson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Higginson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Franklin Stubbs batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Stubbs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Stubbs hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Gomez is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gomez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ventura hits a line drive into left field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Mouton is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Mouton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Durham is 0 for 3 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Milt Kiler is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Kiler is 0 for 2 in the game. Kiler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Derek White is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a fly ball into right field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Tingley is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Tingley is 0 for 2 in the game. Tingley hits a fly ball into left field. Mudin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lavalier is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Lavalier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 3 RBIs. Guillen hits a line drive into center field. Curtis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cameron strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chad Curtis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Curtis is 0 for 3 in the game. Curtis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 3 in the game. Fletcher hits a fly ball into right field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fryman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fryman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Higginson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Higginson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Higginson hits a line drive, foul, towards third. Ventura reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.